Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollars. Today, we'll be speaking with the CEO of Mallory Energy, Joel Dumarsk, to hear about three pieces of big news. These are exciting days for Mallory Energy. After buying into some prospective leases in the Texas Panhandle, MOL has steadily and successfully built up production and reserves, primarily by working over or rehabilitating older wells. This was a solid business in itself, but then came the discovery of real blue sky potential, the Red Cave Formation. Red Cave is a geological formation situated above the conventional oil reservoirs in which the company is currently drilling. Reviewing older geological data established that this formation is amenable to modern fracking technology. The significance of this is that Red Cave has the potential to deliver producing wells at pumping rates that dwarf its conventional operations, with potentially 600 drilling locations. Testing the Red Cave has already commenced, and on September 27th, success was announced with Mallory's M1 well, producing at an initial rate of 20 to 25 barrels of oil per day, even without factoring in the gas content. That's big news, but not the biggest recent news. Just in the past 2 weeks, Mallory has made two blockbuster announcements. First, on October 17th, Mallory announced a new deal with its operating partner, Ponderosa Energy, LLC. Under the terms of the deal, MOL is increasing its working interest in these panhandle leases from 25% to 50%. Then this week, Mallory announced a deal to more than triple its Red Cave acreage. Along with this, the company has announced a major new Red Cave drilling program. Mallory's CEO, Joel Dumarsk, has once again taken time out of his schedule to check in with the Stockhouse audience. We sat down with MOL's head of operations to get an update on these three pieces of news. I'm Jeff Nielsen on behalf of Stockhouse Editorial. I have the pleasure of speaking with Joel Dumarsk. We're here today to get the latest news on drilling at Red Cave and the new deal with Ponderosa Energy. Thanks for joining me today, Joel.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure to see you and, of course, have the opportunity to speak to the Stockhouse audience.
And we're becoming more and more familiar with Mallory by the day, but let's dive into this news so we don't have to keep our audience waiting. By now, much of the Stockhouse audience already knows the name Mallory. But for those who don't, perhaps you can give us a quick summary on what you find so compelling about the Red Cave Formation.
Jeff, let me begin by giving your audience some context. You'll recall from our previous interviews that Mallory initially began by recompleting oil and gas wells in the Texas Panhandle. Through that campaign, we established that we could operate effectively in North Texas and build reserves and production. Then, earlier this year, we stumbled upon what we and others believe could be one of the biggest new exploration plays onshore in the U.S., our Red Cave play. Now, when I say we stumbled upon it, what I'm referring to is the fact that we were not the first to identify the potential in the Red Cave formation. A small private company, Adams Affiliates, was very quietly drilling into the Red Cave and having tremendous success with their drill program, and at the same time building production and reserves. So Adams gets the credits for identifying the play. We just happen to have the adjoining acreage to Adams, and when we researched their efforts, we found that what Adams had been doing was bringing large-scale fracking technology, similar to the massive fracks that have now transformed the Permian Basin, to the Red Cave and effectively getting the tight oil and gas to flow, something that prior explorers had not thought possible. Over the past year and a half, Adams has brought more than 50 new producing wells online. They've increased their production tenfold, and they now sit on over $100 million in reserves. Very impressive. Well, it just turned out that we ourselves, along with our Texas-based partner, had a couple thousand acres with access to the Red Cave. Thank you, Adams. On our existing acreage, we have several hundred potential drill locations. And with that in mind, last month, we tested the hypothesis with our own M1 well, which we successfully flowed at between 20 and 25 barrels a day. And that's prior to fracking the well or measuring the gas content.
Well, that's impressive potential indeed. And I'm sure your shareholders aren't going to care who did this first as long as the oil starts to flow. But now let's move on to the recent press release announcing the doubling of your working interest in your existing assets. Why should this be of interest to our readers?
Jeff, as you and your listeners recall from past discussions, when we first began our efforts in the Texas Panhandle, we started with a 25% working interest in our partner's production. What that translated into at the time was a fairly modest 40 BOE, barrels of oil equivalent, and about US 5 million in proven reserves. Following 8 months conducting workovers, basically taking broken down oil wells and rehabilitating them, we, along with our partner, had built production to over 400 BOE a day and our proven reserves to over 31 million US. That's a tenfold increase in production, about a sixfold increase in reserves. I think pretty good by anyone's reckoning. Well, naturally, we wanted more of a good thing, so we've steadfastly pestered our partners at Ponderosa Energy until they finally agreed to sell us an additional 25%, bringing our overall interest to 50%. Particularly pleased that our partners chose to take a large equity stake in Mallory, as this not only closely aligns our interests, but also demonstrates their confidence in the value we're collectively creating in the stock. So what does all this mean? Well, it means that Mallory now has a very strong balance sheet with our net proven reserves at approximately US $16 million, which today is about $21 million Canadian. And that's not even accounting for our prospective resources, which we believe could be very significant as well. With no debt presently on the books, we're in a strong position to not only continue our workover business, but also to tackle the Red Cave.
So doubling your working interest in what was already a strong growth story, that's got to interest investors already. But let's get into the big news. With that said, now would seem a good time to turn our attention to the latest announcement. You secured over 11,000 acres of prospective land with access to the Red Cave. That seems like a tremendous land package. Share with us why this is so important to the future of Mallory.
Correct, Jeff. It is a very sizable land package. It more than triples our existing acreage with access to the Red Cave formation, and it's several times larger than what Adams has been working on directly to the south. Very important aspect of this acquisition is the fact that we've stepped up our interest in this new acreage to 75%. What that means is that the vast majority of the economics fall to Mallory and its shareholders in the event we have the success that we believe possible. Additionally, we are taking full control with respect to operatorship. We will have full developmental control, which is critical as we plan to invest a sizable amount of capital in this play. As we've announced in the press release, we've spent the better part of the past 4 months studying the Red Cave. With our partner, we've commissioned a study and spent almost $400,000 reviewing the 300 existing well logs, not only on our acreage, but also on the acreage surrounding Adams. From that data, we built maps of where we believe the most prospective Red Cave formation lays and where the oil pay should be the strongest. Employing this data, our team in Texas is now constructing a broad drilling program to further appraise the acreage and to determine how best to tackle it.
Joel, that explanation factors into my next question. In your latest press release, you indicate that you're going to incorporate your formally announced M17 well into your new plan. Is that so you can act as the operator on that well?
Jeff, that's partially correct. As part of this arrangement to acquire the additional acreage, we are committing to spend $3 million on drilling and development. Therefore, we wanted to ensure that the M17 contributes to that spend. But in addition to that, there are two other reasons. Firstly, we felt we learned what we needed to learn about our existing acreage from the M1 well, which you will recall was a commercial success. Think of it this way. If our existing acreage was British Columbia, our new acreage is the rest of Canada. Of course, Canada is much larger than 11,000 acres, but what I'm trying to convey is the relative scale. With the M1, we've demonstrated that we can find oil in British Columbia. For appraisal purposes and in order to prove out and to delineate just how large this play may now be, we want to focus our attention and our capital upon the rest of Canada. Finally, and this should be evident from anyone reading between the lines of the recent press release, we are far from finished our land acquisition program. In fact, we have our sights on as much as 40,000 additional acres of Red Cave. It's a fine line we walk between our duty to communicate with our shareholders and our reluctance to give our competitors critical intel on what we've learned about the Red Cave and where our land acquisition efforts are presently focused.
So with these trio of recent announcements, it's clear that Mallory has some very ambitious plans for the remainder of 2017 and going well into 2018. Perhaps you can finish up by outlining where you see the company going and what you anticipate achieving over the next 15 to 18 months.
Jeff, I appreciate that you're asking me what the future looks like, and sometimes the best precursor of that is the past. 15 months ago, Mallory was sitting with no reserves, no production, and here we are today. We have stable and growing production, as well as $20 million net reserves. That part of our story was, I believe, good execution. However, sometimes good fortune is just as important as good execution, and the Red Cave falling into our laps was admittedly good fortune. Jeff, I'd rather be lucky than good anytime, but what's best, obviously, is to have both. What we've assembled here is both exciting and challenging. Fortunately, I'm blessed that we have some very good operational people down on the panhandle who intimately understand and are experienced in the region where we're operating. That said, we're quickly moving towards being an integrated oil and gas exploration and production company. And to achieve that goal, we need to continue to add to our skill set with seasoned and knowledgeable people. To that end, you can expect some additional news concerning some pretty exceptional talent that we're hiring, and I'm sure that'll factor into our next discussion. Beyond that, we not only have a desire, but also a commitment to drill a collection of wells into this new acreage. To better assess this ambitious land position we've assembled, investors can expect us to move very rapidly to lay out our drilling plan for our Red Cave leases. We've also committed to complete a revised independent reserve and resource report, which for the first time will include not only 1P reserves, but also our 2P and 3P resources. And if we can move fast enough, perhaps some resources from the recently acquired land package. We're going to continue to aggressively pursue additional acreage with access to the Red Cave and other formations. Remember our friends at Adams? They initially drilled on 10-acre spacing. Recently, they've begun infilling to 5-acre spacing. Applying even just 10-acre metrics to our 11,000 acres gives you 1,100 well locations. Now, admittedly, not every acre is going to be prospective and not every well is going to be a success. But Jeff, you can do the math on what the numbers look like if even 25% of this acreage is in the sweet spot and if only 50% of our wells are discoveries.
Okay, well, so let me quickly crunch the numbers here. That would seem to add up to 7,000 to 8,000 barrels per day. Is that correct?
Well, I'd certainly be content with that. Anyway, here's a teaser before I wrap up, Jeff. Your listeners will recall that our conventional existing production comes from the Brown Dolomite, several hundred feet deeper than the Red Cave, a formation which is well understood and has been steadily producing for the better part of 7 decades. We are secretly intrigued by the potential to do a test much deeper in our acreage than the Brown Dolomite, down into a formation known as the Granite Wash, where we believe there is also the potential to imply unconventionally large fracs. But let's save that for our next discussion.
Okay, and let's turn our readers' attention back to the original news here. Energy companies operate with a straightforward mandate. They increase production, increase reserves, and in doing so, they reward their shareholders through a rising net asset value. Through its recompletion program, its ambitious Red Cave exploration strategy, and doubling its working interest, MOL is delivering on that corporate mission. This is Jeff Nielsen. I've been speaking with Joel Dumarsk, CEO of Mallory Energy. Thanks for spending time with me today, Joel.
And thank you, Jeff, for the time and the opportunity to speak to your audience.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us. As always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.